This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Young African Americans are being exposed to substantially more alcohol advertising than their peers. That's the finding from a new study by the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Marketplace's Bob Moon has the details.
Federal health officials estimate one in three African-American high schoolers drinks, and health and behavior expert David Jernigan thinks his study helps explain why.
If you've got a group of young people like African-American youth that consume more media, they're going to get even more exposed.
What up, man? This is Ludacris letting you know Conjure is the premier cognac that you need in your life. Premier liquor, period.
I'm Ice Cube, and nothing's colder than the Ice Cube.
Coors Light is super cold.
The report finds young African Americans see 32% more alcohol advertising than their 12 to 20-year-old peers. But the Beer Institute's Chris Thorne says his industry doesn't want underage drinking in any community.
We have a strict self-imposed code so that our advertising only reaches its intended audience of legal age adults.
Dr. Jernigan concedes they might not be targeting a younger audience, but even so, with certain ads,
there's too much spillover when they're exposing kids more effectively than African-American adults.
The industry points to a federal study out this week that shows overall declines in underage drinking. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.